Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's the Full Press NFL Podcast, and we have a signing. That's right. Odell Beckham Jr. has finally chosen a new team, and it is not the New York Jets. It is the Baltimore Ravens. And look, it's quite honestly, it's kind of a surprise because the belief over the last week or so, Braden, was that he was ultimately going to land with the New York Jets and play with their, what many believe to be their future quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. But all of a sudden, he signs a $15 million deal with the Baltimore Ravens, who, which again, they're having a quarterback issue of their own because, well, they're kind of in a stalemate with their franchise quarterback. Either way, Odell Beckham Jr. has found a new team. It's with the Ravens. It's intriguing. I don't know if this says more about the Ravens or this says more about the Jets' pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. What do you think, Braden?
Yeah, I guess first off, I just had to kind of chuckle. I saw Rich Eisen kind of tweet out that Odell kind of gave up the opportunity to play for a quarterback he's been wanting to play for a long time. That's not even on the team he's expected to be on yet. And he goes to obviously a team that's got their own quarterback issues, like you said. So it's a really kind of fascinating situation coming down to those two teams. I think personally, it's as much as I've kind of been an Odell fan his entire career, I think this decision really probably doesn't move the needle for me. And I guess you always want to see the players get their money, but it seems like that was kind of the motivating factor. The Jets reportedly had the opportunity to match and didn't. So I just, if it was maybe any other team that just had more success with their wide receivers, I think I'd like it more for Odell. But just with the Lamar situation long term, and just kind of that team usually being more of a running team and tight end heavy, I just don't know how much this really moves the needle for Baltimore when they've kind of been stuck in and spinning their tires, so to speak, over these last few years. A really good foundation they built there under John Harbaugh, but a lot of teams have kind of caught up to them and surpassed them in terms of building that strong foundation. So I hope Odell's able to have a strong season, stay healthy, but I guess from a contender perspective, I just don't know if this moves the needle, in my opinion.
Yeah, and look, this deal, like I said, $15 million, it can go up to $18 million. So it's not a easy price to pay if you're the Jets. So this could ultimately, kind of like what you were alluding to, come down to money. The Jets had a chance to match it. They decided, well, Baltimore is willing to give him up to $18 million, a 31-year-old wide receiver coming off another ACL injury, hasn't played in a year and a half. So there is risk there, and certainly there's no guarantee that he's going to transform your wide receiver group. So for the Jets, who are obviously more focused on getting the quarterback, and then look, they have a decent group of wide receivers right now. It's not a terrible group, and there could be options down the road, but, you know, DeAndre Hopkins perhaps, but right now, Odell Beckham Jr. says, hey, I got $18 million potentially of the $20 million that I was looking for, and I'm going to go to the Ravens. Who cares who's throwing me the football? And if it's only for 1 year, maybe he gets a better deal next year if he's the only shining spot for a team that may or may not get rid of Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, look, I mean, it's good for Odell Beckham Jr. I'm with you. I don't know if I'd pay that price for OBJ, like I said, a guy who's, you know, kind of entering the twilight years of being a wide receiver, which is kind of your early to mid 30s where things kind of start to break down a little bit. You know, I don't know if this, you know, if it's Lamar Jackson, yeah, I think the team could adjust and, you know, figure out a way to use all their strengths somewhat efficiently. If it's Tyler Huntley, I don't know. Is it going to be Odell Beckham Jr. catching footballs from Baker Mayfield again? That didn't really work out too well.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just fascinated to see, you know, if whether Lamar's there or not, I guess how much this Ravens kind of offensive scheme is able to transform a little bit. Greg Roman had some good moments there, but it just seemed like it was time for a change. And now you have Todd Monken coming in, who was at the University of Georgia for so long. So Not really sure if it's going to be too much different of a philosophy. I think he does a lot of the same things as far as passing game. Likes to take his vertical shots, likes to space out the field as much as he can. And just being, I think, tight end dependent like he was with Georgia, I really don't know. I guess if I have the answer, if it's really going to look too much different on the surface in the grand scheme of things with his offense. So whether Lamar's there or not, I guess you can still unlock maybe some things we haven't seen Lamar be able to do so far, which would just be, you know, even more insane to add to this Ravens offense. But I guess from a scheme perspective, it'll be interesting to see if he's kind of doing the same things he was with the Rams, kind of those vertical shots on deep, you know, on third and longs, you know, longer down in distances. It just seemed like he fit in so well kind of doing that when maybe not everyone was expecting it, kind of on the backside of the formation. So we don't really know yet, I guess, what that offensive scheme's going to look like under Todd Monken, but perhaps with Odell, this could be a good scheme fit for him, even if this is a team historically that hasn't always had success at wide receiver.
Yeah, and look, you know, a couple of years ago when Odell went from Cleveland to the Rams were obviously a team that were, you know, really knocking on the door of the Super Bowl, and he did make a huge difference. But, you know, this Ravens team, even, you know, they aren't at that point right now. They have some obviously nice pieces. They have a really nice quarterback, assuming Lamar Jackson does return and is healthy. But to your point, it's just not a, okay, now we have to take the Ravens seriously. Now we have to talk about them as legitimate threats to the Bengals in that division, or the Chiefs and the Bengals and the Bills and the conference. You know, it's not to that point yet. Maybe we have to see it on the field, but even an elite wide receiver isn't going to move the needle that much. Certainly not one who's going to take a little bit of time to get back into the groove of things. And certainly you wonder if he can stay healthy the entire run. He certainly made a difference for the Rams and was key in their Super Bowl run. But ultimately he's not 29 years old anymore. And again, he's coming off another ACL tear. So it's going to be interesting to see. So yeah, I mean, going back to the Jets real quick before we let everyone here go, I don't think this necessarily does anything for me when it comes to the Aaron Rodgers thing. I mean, I'm naturally curious just how this is going to ultimately work out, just because it hasn't happened yet. I think I'm still anticipating the draft as being kind of like that point in time where this deal actually comes down, either right before it or during. If it doesn't happen then I might start to turn the concern up a little bit. I don't think this necessarily is any cause for concern. I just think ultimately the Ravens price they were willing to pay was far more than what the Jets were willing to pay, and ultimately their priority is to get Aaron Rodgers. So I don't believe this is necessarily related to their pursuit of the Green Bay quarterback, but it certainly would have been nice for them to have both of them kind of in tow for 2023.
Yeah, especially when, you know, Corey Davis has kind of been rumored as a possible, you know, candidate to be traded to Green Bay in part of the Aaron Rodgers trade packages that I've seen reported. So if you would have had Odell in the building, you kind of have another spot already filled if you do indeed move on from Corey Davis. But I guess just really interesting thing, I guess one more time that I was thinking about it with the money, it's just been a fascinating wide receiver market, you know, this offseason, seeing a lot of guys kind of come in maybe short of what their market value was anticipated. You look at guys like Jacoby Myers especially. So just kind of with DeAndre Hopkins still out there, if he's even going to get traded now, or will it be a release if the Cardinals decide to move on? It's really interesting how a guy, you know, that missed all of last season could very well get the highest payday. So it's just fascinating wide receiver market after what we saw last offseason. And teams are definitely kind of picking their spots with these guys right now.
Yeah, and great point. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins could eventually become the next free agent wide receiver everyone's going to pursue, and perhaps that will be the Jets when they know for sure that Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback. So that's going to do it for us here at the Full Press NFL podcast. Be sure to check us out whenever breaking news happens. Hopefully it'll be this week. Maybe there will be a trade a little bit, a long time before the NFL draft. That would be nice. It would give us something more to talk about. But Excuse me. Until then, give us a follow on Twitter at Full Press NFL. And of course, subscribe and download wherever you get your podcast. So thank you, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.